Who is going to protect us? The climbing of the rooftops, the water gets there. The climbing of the tree tops, water gets there. What to do? And oh, we know. They all go to Krishna. Help. He said, just come, just follow me. And they are proceeding towards Govardhan. And as they were next to Govardhan, they had no idea what he was going to do next. We said, please protect us, and you are just giving us a big run around. When are we going to stop? Please help. Protect us from this rain. Do something. Oh, Lord. Of course, he had not forgotten. He knew exactly what he was doing when he was next to the hill. To everyone's surprise, he stuck his hand underneath that mountain, you know, as a 14-mile circumference, 16-mile tall, and he is only 7-year-old boy, and he has his hand underneath the hill. And no struggle at all. He lifted the hill. Viva! Krishna Bhagavan ki! So please come on in, everyone come in. They all ran, rushed under the shelter of the umbrella of Govardhan. Viraj Dharana ki! Oh, everyone. Nanda Baba, Yashoda, all the elderly ladies and gentlemen, gopas and gopis. Everyone is there. Our boys are there, gopis are there, cows are there, even monkeys have come. Peacocks are there. Anyone left out there, please come. Under the shelter of Giri Govardhan. Hey! And Maharaj is last one to walk. Come under the shelter of Giri Govardhan. He got the news. Govardhan has been lifted. Maharaj is very great devotee of Govardhan. He loves Govardhan. He is Parikrama of Govardhan. He is a great narrator of the Govardhan pastime. When we go on Parikrama and we reach Govardhan Hill, we remember Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj. We call him over, and all those hundreds of devotees on Parikrama, they sit and listen to Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj speak about Govardhan Hill. And Govardhan Hill is right in front of us. We just sit at the here, and Maharaj speaks about Giriraj Dharana Ki. Ah. Oh, wow. I wish we had a whole night at our disposal to talk about all the past times, all the latest. Anyway, though, this is very favorite pastime of residents of Vrindavan. You know why? Because they got to be with Krishna for 7 days and 7 nights. Normally, you know, they get to be with Krishna only in the morning or only in the evening or only during the day as they're herding the cows or only at night time when Krishna is with gopis and rasadan. So different parties, different audiences get different chunks of time. Krishna has his pastimes around the clock called Ashtakaliya Leela. Eight different periods, and he's having different variety of pastimes, different varieties of devotees. Of course, each one of them would like to be with Krishna all 24 hours, but that doesn't become possible. And they feel frustrated. Oh, I have to now wait for another day, another night, another evening, another noon time when it comes to Radha Kund, and gopis have their time. But during Govardhan, lifting Govardhan pastime, all the residents are there day and night with Krishna. This is a very special feature and flavor of this lifting Govardhan hill pastime. And they have feast, eyes have feast drinking the beauty of Krishna. And the hearing of Krishna, the talks of Krishna everywhere. Nice smells, of course. Fragrance of Krishna's. Not only the garland that he wears is a fragrant, but Krishna's whole form is fragrant form. Smells so good. He doesn't put on any artificial scents or powders or it's naturally very beautiful and fragrant. So for all the senses, a big feast being with Krishna. And he's holding the hill. And playfully he has held. Not like, you know that Atlas, there's something called Atlas. They show him, he has held some, I think, earthly planet or something, and he's really struggling, as if he could be collapsing any moment. Atlas is trembling, perspiring. Nothing of the sort. Krishna just relaxed, his hand held, and he's not even holding, using the whole hand, just not all the fingers, not the stronger fingers, the tiniest finger. And if you take a closer look, the Govardhan hill is just only sitting on the nail, top of the nail, touching there. He's all relaxed. He's smiling. He's looking at his devotees. And he's glancing at Radharani. Some sidelong glance at Radharani. And this was noticed by Balaram. And Krishna is looking, hidingly looking at Radharani. And Elder Prince, hey, brother, hey, what are you doing? Oh, I know what's going on here. He's reminding me of rebuked, the chastisement. Anyway, so many interesting things also happening. There, Krishna has held the hill, but others are wondering, you know, he had been holding this for a long time, maybe he's tired. And what if he's not able to manage holding his heavy weight? And what if the hill comes down crumbling? Oh, we'll be in samadhi. We'll have samadhi right here. So we better help him out. I'm thinking, these are the thoughts. So they have sticks, they are coward men, and they have sticks, so they are, many of them are also giving support from underneath. And many are even thinking, you know, he's just a little boy, he doesn't have much strength, I am more stronger, and this hill has been held because of me, I am the one, or many of us together are. And Krishna reads their mind and lets them know who is the actual holder of the hill. Krishna lets hill kind of come down. And then they realize, hey, no, not us, not us, that's you. Because all their sticks are breaking into pieces. As soon as they have just come down a little bit. There is one Lota Baba there. He is at the tail end of Govardhan Hill. If you go take, you have to take his darshan. He takes note of who is going on parikrama. Your name is ticked. Yes, yes. You are here. You are here. You are here. Reporting is done. So he was one of those very powerful, and he had a stick. He was thinking he was, because of him, hill has been held. Anyway, while this hill is held by Krishna, Indra continues with his efforts. Downpour is going on. The harassment continues. But that was not working out because all the residents were well protected by Krishna underneath that umbrella of Govardhan Hill. So it was not working out, his strategy was total failure. In fact, the residents had good time instead of trouble. They had a good time, they were enjoying. Finally, he gave up. He ordered all the clouds. He withdrew all the clouds. And when it was no more raining, rain stopped. Krishna asked everyone, okay, now, please leave. They all gradually walked out away from the hill, and what next? They were wondering, what is he going to do? But he placed that hill in exactly the same location that it was before. And Krishna Kanaya Lala Ki Jai, Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. They're all shouting, and it's not only them who are rejoicing and happy. demigods are showering flowers on Krishna, chanting his glories, beating the drums. Apsaras are dancing, Gandharvas are singing. I'm so happy with this task, Herculean task of Sri Krishna. And residents of Vrindavan, they had seen some wonderful things, some amazing things, Krishna performing, doing, killing demons, but nothing of this sort. So they have some questions. They're trying to understand, who is this boy, Krishna? Is he some demigod or is he supreme lord? But how come he has appeared in Vaishya community like ours? And he's supposed to be just son of Nanda Maharaj. And there are some secrets that we do not know. Something that Nanda Maharaj has not revealed unto us. We better find out. So they were kind of bewildered to also see Krishna, boy of 7 years old, holding Govardhan Hill by himself. This was a mind-boggling for them, and there are so many questions. And so they are in an assembly. They call Nanda Maharaj for explanation. And Nanda Maharaj, he shares some confidential news, which was revealed unto him by Gargacharya, Gargamuni, the priest, when he had come for the name-giving ceremony of Krishna and Balaram. Enam kumara buddhisya gargamame yadu vachaha. Says, I only share what was shared with me by Gargacharya. This son of mine, now known as Krishna, he appears in every age. Shukla-rakta-satha-pita. Sometimes he has a white complexion. Sometimes he's reddish. Sometimes he's pita-varna. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's the understanding, is the yellow complexion that is indicating Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Idanim Krishna tam gataha. Now he has become Krishna, or he has assumed the blackish complexion. Prayak prak ayam vasudevasya vasudevayiti sriman abhigyasam achakshate. He appeared as Vasudev, so one of his name is Vasudev. Bahuni santa santi namani rupani sutashrate. And this son of mine, he has now appeared as my son, but he has so many names and he has so many forms. And tani aham veda, Gargacharya said, I know all this. Na janaha, ordinary people do not know this. Is Esha Vai Shreya Adhashyat. Because of this boy, Krishna, there will be all auspiciousness for all the residents of Vrindavan. Anena Sarva Durgani Yuyam Anjas Tarishyata. Because of this boy, all the calamities, all sorts of difficulties, he would remove. This was told, Nanda Maharaj says, by Gargacharya. Yahi tasmin mahabhaga priti kurvanti manavah. And those human beings, those who love this son of mine, darling, Nanda Nandan, Sri Krishna, those who love him, na adayaha abhibhavanti etan. The enemies cannot overcome those persons who are lovers of Krishna. I was told, priti kurvanti manavaha. Just the human beings, they have to love this personality and they'll be free from all sorts of difficulties. They'll be protected. Tasmad nanda kumaroyam narayana samogunai. And I was told that this son of mine, narayana samogunai, he has qualities just like that of Narayan. Sriya kirtyanubhavena natat karmasunas vismayaha. And I have to tell you this, Kardacharya had told Nanda Maharaj, you and the residents of Vrindavan, when he exhibits some extraordinary activity, you should not be surprised. There's nothing to be surprised about. When he does something amazing, something out of this world or something wonderful, he's known for this. So this much, Nanda Maharaj said to the residents of Vrindavan, and their doubts were cleared, they were satisfied, and they were happy to know that that's Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and of course only, not fully, because they have to maintain that vatsalya bhava. He is our son, our son-like parenthood. So they know something, again something that again hidden, concealed for them, so that that vatsalya rasa continues. And we want to wind up. Saying, reminding the last part, that Indra now realizing that this person, he has some realization by seeing he had tried to defeat him or trouble residents by, but then he had seen how his Herculean task of lifting Govardhan Hill and protecting Vrindavan. So he must be Supreme Personality of Godhead, my boss. So Indra comes down from his abode with Airavat and Surabhi cow also. He lands in Kamvan, a place called Indroli, which is there. And from there, he comes to Govardhan Hill side. We hear that he was ashamed of what he had just done, that act of harassment and insulting the Lord. He was feeling not even show his face, so he had a hard time feeling embarrassed. He didn't even want to walk straight, showing his face. He falls down on the ground. He begins crawling, and crawling, he goes where the Lord then was performing his pastime of in herding the cows along with his friends. He has begged for forgiveness offered prayers and performed Abhishek of Sri Krishna. For the waters carried by Airavat, waters from the heavenly planet of Ganga, that celestial waters from higher planets of Ganga, Ganga water, or bathing. The Surabhi cow is there. Her milk, and this has been used to bathe Krishna. And where this bathing was taking place, that place is even there today. That is where we sit and we hear the pastimes of Govardhan Hill. That place is called Govind Kund, that lake named after Govind. And Krishna also was named Govind on that occasion, or from that time onwards, he became known as Govinda. Govinda, Govinda, Gopala. Govinda, Govinda, Gopala. Oh,